Next item on the agenda is National Aeronautics and Space Administration, number 20-0649. Who will be handling that?
This is Allison Lay.
Ms. Lay, good morning. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Could you proceed, please?
Yes. So this application is from NASA, and they are requesting authorization to vibratory trench two 1.5-inch conduits under 4,310 linear feet of state-owned marsh in the Walker Marsh area of Accomack County. This is a portion of a proposed cable project that will run from Wallops Flight Facility to the Wallops Island Drone Runway. A wetlands permit is required for use of a state-owned marsh. Next slide. This map shows the location of the proposed fiber optic cable from Wallops Flight Facility main base to Wallops Island Drone Runway. Next slide. The cable will start in the uplands at Wallops Flight Facility and will then be directionally drilled under Watts Bay. The cable will then resurface in the state-owned marsh area of Walker Marsh. From there, the cable will then be installed by vibratory trenching method through the marsh and will be directionally drilled under three small guts in Walker Marsh. Lastly, the cable will be directionally drilled under Ballast Narrows from an upland site at Wallops Island Drone Runway. Since the federal project does not include the placement of any fill on subaqueous bottom and will not impact Baylor grounds, a permit from VMRC will not be required for the subaqueous portion of the project. A VMRC wetlands permit will be required for impacts to state-owned marsh. Next slide. This map shows the starting point in Walker Marsh. The fiber optic cable will resurface at the marsh edge and will then be installed via vibratory trench across the marsh. A handhole enclosure will also be constructed to connect the fiber optic cable from the directional drilling installations to the Walker Marsh segment. Next slide. The top diagram shows details of the handhole enclosures. The handhole enclosures will be used to connect the fiber optic cable from the directionally drilled installation to the Walker Marsh segment and will also provide access to the fiber optic cable for future repairs. The bottom image shows the machinery used during the vibratory trench method. Vibratory trench method involves a small piece of machinery with a vibratory plow attachment that will drive through the marsh and plow a trench that is 1.5 inches wide and about 3 feet deep. The equipment has a low ground pressure to reduce compaction of the marsh soil. Matting will also be used for other machinery. Next slide. This is the next section for installation that shows two of the three guts where the fiber optic cable will be installed by directional drilling method. The black squares indicate the work areas for the directional drilling. Next slide. This is the last section of the work in state-owned marsh. The third gut crossing and directional drilling work areas are on the left of the image, and the second handhole enclosure and work area for directional drilling under Ballast Narrows is shown on the right side of the image. Next slide. This is the cross-section drawing of the project as a whole. The directional drilling under Watts Bay and Ballast Narrows will be deeper than that in the guts of Walker Marsh. This is to allow for smaller equipment to be used in the marsh. Next slide. The project will temporarily impact 1.55 acres of tidal vegetated wetlands, which will be restored to pre-construction conditions once construction is completed. There will be 64 square feet of permanent tidal vegetated wetland impact from two handhole enclosures used to connect the directionally drilled cable to the cable installed in Walker Marsh. The permanent tidal vegetated wetland impact will be mitigated for with a payment to the Accomack County in lieu fee account. Next slide. We did receive comments from DGIS, which is now DWR, the Department of Wildlife Resources, as well as DCR. DWR recommended a time of year restriction for shorebirds from March 15th through August 31st, but The applicant requested that it be revised to April 1st through August 31st to match the time of year restriction in their Army Corps of Engineers permit. And the DWR did agree that would be fine. So this is a slight difference from what was included in your evaluation package. DCR did recommend a time of year restriction from April 1st through August 31st, as well as Phragmites control. The applicant has submitted a Phragmites control plan that they will use once construction is completed and during the restoration of their temporary impacts to the wetland. Next slide. The fiber optic cable will provide a necessary redundant communication system in between the Wallops Flight Facility and Wallops Island during runway. Many alternatives were analyzed for this project, and this was determined to have the least environmental impact. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1302-10B of the Code of Virginia and the Wetlands Mitigation Compensation Policy and Supplemental Guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with the following special conditions added to the permit. This permit gives no ownership interest in the underlying state land. The permittee agrees to follow the contingency cleanup plan attached to this permit document to address the potential frack outs or related spills associated with any directional drilling activities. All areas of state-owned marsh and adjacent lands disturbed by this activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from the date of completion of the authorized work, and all excess materials shall be removed to an upland site and contained in such a manner to prevent its re-entry into state waters. The permittee agrees to purchase wetland credits from the Accomack County in-lieu fee account necessary to replace the loss of 64 square feet of tidal vegetated wetlands. And the permittee agrees not to conduct any of the authorized work between April 1st and August 31st for the protection of shorebirds. And that concludes my presentation. I'll take any questions at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Lay. Do any members of the commission have any questions of Ms. Lay?
Mr. Bubba, may I ask one?
Ms. Everett, please.
Yes, thank you. So, Ms. Light, just wanted to confirm, you all are comfortable, the MRC staff is comfortable with adjusting that time of year restriction from the March dates to that April 1st. Sounds like great.
Yes, yeah, we consulted with DWR and they said that was acceptable, so we trust in their opinion and agree with them.
Okay, thanks for confirming that.
Further questions? I have the applicant present and Representative Sherry Miller on the line.
She is. I will unmute her now.
Ms. Miller?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to Ms. Lay's presentation?
No, sir. I think Ms. Lay did an excellent job, unless there are questions.
She always does. Is there any questions from Ms. Miller by members of the commission? Thank you, Ms. Miller. Does anyone else wish to be heard in support of this project?
I see nothing in the chat.
Is there anyone that's in opposition to this project? There being none, the matter's before the commission for... Are there any further discussion by members of the commission? If not, the matter's before the commission.
Ed Tankard, I move we approve staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Chad Ballard, second.
Thank you, Mr. Ballard. Mr. France?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Mr. Miner, We lost your connection on the consent agenda, on the page two items. What would be your vote? The motion was to. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, good deal.